You're on The Burt Show.
We have talked to Tina twice. This was the first time we talked to her.
Our oldest child is 11 and hasn't been performing well at school and has been lying to us and is actually potentially going to fail. And so we're using it as a threat, but her dad and I discussed, and of course it'll be me, the one who actually has to pull the trigger on it. So it would be the mom decision to cancel Christmas. Fortunately, our other two children are small enough that they won't really know because they're only 16 months old.
All right, so we called her to try to get an update on exactly if she was, that's a pretty serious threat.
Definitely.
Well, her stepdaughter had been through a drastic change, right? It was only a couple of months before she was showing this kind of behavior.
She was getting good grades, and then all of a sudden, everything goes south. So we talked to her right before Christmas to see if she was really serious about doing this, right? And this is what she told us.
I was very frustrated because I am the stepmother, and it's okay with me if she hates me. If it means that she's going to grow up to be a successful, happy, healthy child, then I'm okay with that. We took back her Christmas and told her that we expected to see immediate change, and she got very, very upset that night.
Sure.
Just save that girl.
I don't believe it's just a grade thing. I do believe there's obviously something deeper.
And so after we talked to her, a whole bunch of you guys called up, and I think Jen even said, something's going on here. You didn't say the word abuse, but you were thinking something was going on.
Well, it seemed like there had to be some sort of outside cause for such a drastic change in behavior so quickly. Mm-hmm. And we were just, we were just suggesting maybe get her into counseling, get her to, talk to somebody that she feels comfortable talking to. Because it just didn't, it just seems so out of character for this young girl to completely change. And so young, she's only 11. Like, if she were like 14 or 15 and just being an obnoxious teenager, then I don't know. That's like kind of comes with being 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't come with being 11.
No.
Well, here's the update that we got from Tina. And she couldn't come on with us, but she sent us this email. And it says, I'm so sorry, Tracy, but I'm out of state for work for the next few weeks. I can share that we did take the Burt Show advice and began looking for possible causes to my stepdaughter's sudden change in attitude. The end result was we were not able to find any abuse or fear that was causing the sudden lack of interest, and there's no evidence of drug and or alcohol use. Our daughter, who felt very uncomfortable with all of our investigating, which we did not care about, finally yelled at us and said, no one is hurting me or trying to hurt me, and if someone was to ever try, I know you would protect me, so I would tell you first, and I swear I'm not doing drugs. And she says, I just have an attitude problem. An email she even said it. I'm just kind of crappy right now. An email can't properly display all of the emotions involved, but all parties, including third parties that were checking on this, are convinced that she is telling the truth and are actually relieved that we are only dealing with an attitude problem. Wow. Thank you all so much for your suggestion and concern. There can't be too many guardian angels watching over a child, and there's no reason to ever avoid going further into investigating your child's safety and health. At least they will know for all the years ahead that you're willing to go as far as it takes to protect them from themselves and others. God bless y'all, and have a great new year.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad she sought third-party help, though. That's great on her part, trying to protect her stepdaughter.
And the third party sounds like she either hired an investigator or something like that. But the update is they didn't find anything at all. So it's just a crappy attitude from an 11-year-old.
I mean, that's good news, but that's surprising to me. It's like I almost don't want to still believe it.
Yeah. So she believes it and the investigators believe it. So there's your update for all you guys that were emailing.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.